This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. And you think you work late? Coming up, we speak with Conan O'Brien. But first, a new teen magazine has come out with a very old story that may not be immediately recognizable in its new form. It's called Revolve, and it relates the text of the New Testament with the graphics of a teen magazine, including little balloons that ask the likes of, "Are you dating a godly guy?" This may be old wine in new fashion jeans. Lori Whaley came up with the idea. She joins us from her office in Nashville. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Scott. It's a delight to be talking with you today.
And tell us, please, how this idea took root in your mind. Why a New Testament that looks like kind of like 17 magazine?
Well, the idea for Revolve evolved, literally, through some research that we did with teens. We asked them, "What do you read?" And the response that came back was an overwhelming response of, "We read magazines, magazines, magazines." And so that's where the idea began to take place for us of saying, well, what if we could take the Bible and make it look like a magazine so that it was in the medium in which teens today are most comfortable?
Why the name Revolve?
We were kind of taking a different spin on something, the something being the traditional format of the Bible. So it was a 180 from where it normally is. It's a different revolve on it.
And tell us a little bit about how you've laid out the magazine and what features are there and your thinking as you put this together.
Sure. Well, Revolve is a complete New Testament from Matthew through Revelation, and it uses the New Century Version, which is a very easy-to-understand text of the Bible. And so on first glance, when you're looking at Revolve, it looks to be about the size of an InStyle magazine. It's very glossy. And on the cover, you have three smiling girls that really just look like they're having a lot of fun in life. And then you've got the headlines that you would see traditionally on a magazine, and on Revolve they read Beauty Secrets You've Never Heard Before, Radical Faith, What Scripture Really Means, and Guys Speak Out on Tons of Important Issues. And when you open up Revolve, you have on every page part of the New Testament text and all these different features that are similar in theory to what you would find in a magazine. I think it's obviously very unique.
Can I ask you about some of the calendars you have in here?
Certainly.
August 1st, for example, you say Anne Frank wrote the last entry in her diary, "Pray for those who are still persecuted."
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand something like August 30th, "Pray for a person of influence, wish Cameron Diaz a happy birthday."
What we wanted to do is we wanted somehow for girls to realize that we're not segregating them from the world. We're saying, in fact, embrace the world. We recognize that these are all people that we love because they're in our house every week on television. And so I think that this example of praying for a person of influence, we felt like this was a really great connection to have to pop culture.
Tell us a little bit about the Bible publication business, because here you have, in the minds of some people, one book that everybody knows, but it's not as simple as that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The reality is that many people that are Bible scholars or just students of the Bible really enjoy reading a variety of different translations because they like to get a different interpretation or a different read on particular scriptures. But we're really not trying to sell people their 7th or 8th Bible. We really are wanting people that may have never picked up a Bible before to pick up our Bible, and particularly with Revolve. I'm very excited because I think that there are lots of people today that are buying their first Bible, and it's exciting to be a part of that.
Ms. Whaley, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Lori Whaley, who's with Thomas Nelson Bibles and is the force behind Revolve, a teen magazine that presents the New Testament, speaking from Nashville. For more on this and other Weekend Edition stories, you can come to our website, npr.org.